1. Wearable Art Sale, Show and Tea Fashion History Museum. May 6-7, join the Fashion History Museum for a wearable art sale featuring the work of Bonnie Glass, Annette Graydon, Pix Martin, Ina Jereshina, and Eve Farber. Your ticket gets you a front row seat to the fashion show of their work and an afternoon tea. Tickets also include admission to the museum. Seatings for the tea and fashion shows are available both days at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and can be purchased online. 2. Grand River Film Festival 2022 May 9-22. Various locations. The Grand River Film Festival, GRFF, is the region's longest-running independent film festival where there's something for everyone. This year's festival is a hybrid experience with films taking place both in person at various venues throughout the region, as well as in the comfort of your own home. From features, to shorts, and selections from the local film-making community, GRFF is excited to offer a wide variety of films from around the world, all available for the first time in Waterloo region. You can find a full schedule of films, dates and locations on the GRFF website. 3. Step into Spring Train Tour Saturday, May 14 at 10 a.m. This special 4-hour train tour begins at the Farmers Market in St. Jacobs, and features a scenic return trip to Elmira aboard a heritage Waterloo Central Railway train. The tour also includes a visit to Shady Lane Greenhouse located on a Mennonite farm in Woolwich Township, and a trip to Kitchen Cuttings in Elmira where you'll find a large selection of local foods including homemade summer sausage, preserves, fresh home baking and more. A unique experience to celebrate spring and Mother's Day. Tickets are limited for this tour, and are available on the WCR website by clicking the Book Your Next Journey button. 4. Indigenous Art Market 44 Gockle Street Kitchener, May 14, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Support our local Indigenous creators at this special outdoor market. Vendors will be spread out along Gockle Street, where Indigenous artist Luke Swinson's ground murals are located. 30 Indigenous vendors will be selling jewelry, prints, beadwork, paintings, moccasins, crafts, and more. You'll find more information here. 5. Girls Can Fly. Waterloo Wellington Flight Center, May 14, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Girls Can Fly is a free educational event that promotes women in aviation and offers free flights for girls aged 8 to 18 years. Everyone is invited to this rain or shine event. Girls and their families will have the opportunity to tour the Waterloo Wellington Flight Center's state-of-the-art facility, meet women in the industry, learn more about aviation and go for a free flight. All flights require advanced registration. Schedule for the day and details are available on the website. 6. Kitchener Blues Fest Launch Party Bobby O'Brien's, May 21, 6 p.m. Join organizers of this year's 20th anniversary Kitchener Blues Festival at Bobby O'Brien's for the KBF 2022 lineup reveal. You will also enjoy great live music by Elliot and the Audio Kings, and David Vest and the Willing Victims. 7. Mel Brown Festival and Symposium May 27-29. The Mel Brown Music Festival and Symposium brings together a diverse group of community participants, the Black music community, scholars, students and youth, to raise awareness of Mel Brown's legacy, his musical influence in the Waterloo region. The festival seeks to spotlight and create a historical understanding and a working knowledge of various genres of Black music through live music presented by Black artists, musicians and spoken word. The festival will showcase local, regional, and international Black artists who traditionally are underrepresented in concert venues and on stages in the Waterloo region. Learn more. For more events happening in Waterloo region, check out the events calendar at Explore Waterloo Region, and sign up for our monthly newsletter. Things to See and Do in Waterloo Region is a partnership between City News and Explore Waterloo Region.